Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, An Instrument of God's Choice.
My life I give to you, O Lord. Use me, I pray. May I glorify your precious name in all I do and say. Let me trust you in the valley dark as well as in the light, knowing you will always lead me. Your will is always right. I know God makes no mistakes. He leads in every path I take along the way that's leading me to home. Though at times my heart would break, there's a purpose in every change he makes, so that others would see my life and know that God makes no mistakes. And when someday in heaven above I see his dear face, may I then be counted faithful as a runner in this race. But now I'm trusting in the Savior to show me the way. In his righteousness he guides me as I seek to please him day by day. I know mistakes. He leads in every path I take along the way that's leading me to home. Though at times my heart would break, there's a purpose in every change he makes, so that others would see my life and know that God makes no mistakes. God makes no
An instrument of God's choice is just that. It's God's choice to use the instrument. And he uses various instruments to accomplish his purpose. It doesn't have to be a very large instrument. We often look upon those who are grand and glorious as being the ones that are used by the Lord. But I think of how the Lord used small things in the lives of great servants, servants of the Lord, a servant of the Lord, not a ruler of the Lord or ruler for the Lord, but a servant of the Lord. You think of a man as great as Elijah was, who was able to pray unto the Lord God and shut up the heavens, and there was no rain. The same man was able to pray, and the Lord sent rain. This man was able to pray and call down fire from heaven. So he was able to call down water and to call down fire. The fire he was able to call down was able to lick up dust and wood and rock and water because of the power of God. But then this man became discouraged, ran for his life, was found in a cave. And the Lord spoke to him in a great and mighty way and said in verse 11 of 1 Kings 19, And the Lord said, Go forth and stand upon the mount, Mount Horeb, before the Lord, And behold, the Lord passed by. And remember how great and mighty our God is. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. Notice this demonstration of God's power. Is this the way the Lord will work? But the scriptures say, but the Lord was not in the wind. See, the Lord is controlling the wind. He has the power to make the wind break rocks. Then after the wind, an earthquake. Again, a great demonstration of power in the bringing on of an earthquake. God did that. But the scriptures say, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. So you would think, yes, this is where the Lord will meet with him. This is where the Lord will make his presence known to Elijah, a man who is in a valley of despair and discouragement. He needs to know that the Lord is near. The scriptures say, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Well, that's what Elijah needed. He needed that kind of gentleness from the Lord. The God who is able to break rocks in pieces with the wind was able to speak a very comfortable and encouraging word to a servant who was in discouragement and despair. A God who was able to cause an earthquake to tear the ground apart was able to build up Elijah and to strengthen him and give him hope and encouragement. A God who was able to send fire and burn up the enemy and burn up those things that are of no use was able to warm a cold, discouraged servant, and that at a very gentle rate. He speaks in a still, small voice, a voice that's so still that Elijah, who was so far down and feeling like anything could push him away, could tear him apart, the Lord uses his still, small voice. And we want to have the Lord demonstrate his power and his love for us in a magnificent, grand, and glorious way. But he spoke in this still, small voice. Elijah had done great and mighty things for the Lord. Now, the Lord demonstrates his presence in a still, small voice. He comforts Elijah. He starts where Elijah is. You see, when you think that God has to come one way, he has to work the way that you have concluded him to be, he comes a way completely altogether different because his ways are past finding out. Can you predict the mind of God apart from the Word of God? Indeed not. God works in mysterious ways his wonders to perform, and when it comes to restoring a discouraged servant, he can lift you up. He is not going to abandon you. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.